What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome back to Blooming English, where we discover fun ways English is used in our daily lives. Today, we're exploring how books, movies, TV shows, music, and the internet inspire the words and phrases we use. Have you ever heard someone say, "Beam me up, Scotty," or "going viral," and wondered where these phrases came from? They actually come from stories, movies, and online trends. From stories in books to the things we watch and listen to, our language is filled with cool references from pop culture. These words and phrases make our conversations more interesting and show how much stories and entertainment influence the way we talk. So, let's explore together. We'll find out where these phrases come from and what they mean. Whether you love books, movies, music, or the internet, there's something exciting waiting for you in today's episode. Let's get started. Part 1, literary references in everyday language. Today, we're starting with expressions that come from books. Even if you haven't read these stories, you might still use these phrases in your everyday conversations. Let's take a closer look. Catch 22, have you ever been in a situation where you feel stuck and can't find a good solution? That's what we call a catch 22. It comes from a book with the same name, where characters face impossible choices. So, if you say, "I need experience to get a job, but I can't get a job without experience," you're describing a catch-22 situation. Big brother. When someone talks about big brother, they're not referring to a sibling. It's actually from a famous book called 1984 by George Orwell. In the story, big brother represents a government that watches and controls everything people do. So, when people say, "It feels like Big Brother is watching us," they mean they feel like they're being watched or controlled by authority. Quixotic. This word comes from a character named Don Quixote in a classic book by Miguel de Cervantes. Don Quixote is a dreamer who chases impossible dreams, like fighting windmills he thinks are giants. So, when we call someone quixotic, we mean they're chasing unrealistic or impractical goals, like trying to solve all the world's problems by themselves. These phrases show how stories from books can influence the way we talk and think. Even if you haven't read the books, you might still use these expressions without realizing where they come from. Keep listening to discover more fascinating connections between literature and everyday language. Part 2. Movie and TV show references. Now, let's explore some phrases that come from our favorite movies and TV shows. Even if you haven't seen these shows, you might recognize these expressions. "Beam me up, Scotty." This iconic phrase comes from the TV show Star Trek. When Captain Kirk needed to return to his spaceship, he'd say, "Beam me up, Scotty." It's become a playful way to ask for quick transportation or escape. To infinity and beyond. You might recognize this line from the movie Toy Story. Buzz Lightyear, a Space Ranger toy, says it when he believes he can do anything. When we use this phrase, we're expressing confidence and limitless possibilities, just like Buzz. Hasta la vista, baby. This famous line is from the movie Terminator 2, Judgment Day. The character Terminator says it before leaving, and it's become a cool way to say goodbye confidently or playfully. These phrases from movies and TV shows add fun and excitement to our language. Even if you haven't seen these shows or movies, you can still enjoy using these expressions in your conversations.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Part 3. Music and song lyrics. Now, let's explore expressions that come from songs and music. Even if you're not a big music fan, you might still recognize these phrases. Drop the mic. Have you ever seen someone perform or give a speech and then dramatically drop the microphone? That's where this phrase comes from. It's a way of saying that someone has made a definitive statement or action before leaving. It's like saying, I've said what I needed to say, and now I'm out. And all that jazz. This phrase comes from the world of jazz music, but we don't just use it to talk about music. We use it to mean and other similar things. For example, if you're talking about your plans for the weekend and you say, we'll go to the movies, have dinner, and all that jazz, it means you'll do other fun things besides just going to the movies and having dinner. Play it by ear. This expression comes from musicians who sometimes play music without reading sheet music. Instead, they listen to the melody and improvise. When we say, let's play it by ear, it means we'll decide what to do as we go along without planning too much in advance. These phrases from music and song lyrics add rhythm and flair to our conversations. Even if you're not a musician, you can still enjoy using these expressions in your everyday language. Part 4, internet and social media phrases. Now, let's explore some phrases that come from the internet and social media. Even if you're not a big fan of the internet, you might still recognize these expressions. Going viral. Have you ever seen a funny video or a cute picture that gets shared by a lot of people? That's what we call going viral. It means something is spreading quickly and widely on the internet, like a virus. Our next expression is TLDR. Too long. Didn't read. Sometimes, people write long articles or posts on the internet. But if it's too long, some people might not read it all. So, they might write TLDR at the end, followed by a short summary of what the article was about. These phrases from the internet and social media show how technology has influenced the way we communicate. Even if you're not a big user of the internet, you can still enjoy using these expressions in your everyday language. And that wraps up our exploration of expressions inspired by literature, movies, music, and the internet. We hope you enjoyed discovering the origins and meanings behind these phrases, and that you'll feel more confident using them in your conversations. Remember, language is always evolving, and these expressions are just a small glimpse into everyday English. Join us at IGO Garden for many more lessons, materials, and ways to study. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to Blooming English for more fun and insightful explorations of the English language. And if you have any suggestions for future episodes or topics you'd like us to cover, feel free to reach out to us. Until next time, keep listening, keep learning, and keep blooming in your language skills. Goodbye for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.